The Kangaroos Whisper, I don't think anyone suggested this was going to be an easy job, and certainly David Noble would have appreciated that as well. But there are some signs, I think, and this is not being facetious. There's some signs that the message is starting to get through. They are super competitive against the Geelong Footy Club down at GMHBA Stadium on the weekend for three quarters. I think pretty sure he'd like to see it go for a little longer. He's been good enough to join us. Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. G'day, Tim.
Hey, Dave. We spoke pre-season before things got underway. You're five games in now. What are the learnings? And is it different? Is it better? Is it worse than what you've anticipated?
No, I don't think it's worse, Gary. I think there's just lots to learn. You know, the areas that I think we've really started to get our group to understand is the ability to bring regular energy and commitment to AFL standard. You know, that's one of the big things that I think we're driving really hard. You know, the game doesn't really care how old you are, as far as the, you know, your average age of your team. So there's a level of expectation that we need to drive as, you know, as a bunch of coaches. And I think our players are starting to really understand and grasp that.
Is that, do you actually see, I know this sounds really simple and basic, but do you actually have to prioritise that above everything else, the effort?
Yeah, I don't think it's too basic at all, Tim. I think that's the, you know, we've all been through those experiences where things, you know, at clubs we've been involved with don't tend to work, and we always cycle back to the basics. So that's where we've really tried to strip it back and just, the energy and the effort that you bring, I think at the moment, far outweighs any tactical element that we might feel, you know, might give us a slight advantage. And because when you bring that effort and energy, it allows you to compete at the basics. And I think if you transfer that to your thinking in finals is all about executing your basics and your fundamentals at a really high, consistent level. And so that's what we're trying to drive.
Is the team behind where you thought they would be at this stage of the year in terms of all those areas of the game that you want them to understand?
Hard to gauge that, I think, Tim. I think if you were able to ask me that this time next year, where I had another pre-season, understood a few of the, you know, my players a little bit better in their makeup, I would probably assume that. I don't think that we've shied away from the challenge of what we've wanted to do. We've got a younger group. We've got a totally different style. We've got some changes in the game in general, you know, the man in the mark. And so that, I think that level of excitement of all of those challenges of shifting and changing and driving where we want to go is really, I think, internally creating a lot of positive energy.
You've lived through this. You've been through this at your previous club. So you would have as good an understanding of what sort of the benchmarks are that you need to tick off. Where does a win come into all of this? How important is a win?
Pretty important, guys. There's no doubt that part of your development, you know, and we've been driving that hard with our VFL guys as well. It gives you that nourishment. It gives you the nourishment of a little bit more of, you know, apart from the emotional side, the belief factor, if you like, the connection that your players have post-game, that 5 minutes post when the siren goes, they're able to embrace and understand and really get a feel and a sense that this is what it's about. It's really important. And you know, our fans, and I've made this public, we want to go into every game with a mentality that we want to win. So, you know, we still need to have that as a driving force within our makeup.
So you've got to continue to coach game style and the way you want to play and educate these players in different roles and running, you know, groups through the mid. But you've also got to keep a close eye on spirit and making sure that, yeah, that is up. I mean, how's that balance work?
Yeah, we have a really experienced coaching group, you know, guys like John Blakey, you know, being played and being part of successful coaching environments. Heath Uni the same, Gavin Brown the same, Anthony Rocker the same, and a couple of new coaches that we've brought on board. You know, Boomer's part-time with us as well. So we've got a group that I think is able to really keep our players level-headed and calm through all of, you know, the areas that, one, we want to work on. And we have to make sure that our priorities and our reviews are really consistent. You know, they're consistent with what we've set out to do from teaching, education. They're consistent with game plan. They're consistent on the standards that we want to create. And we're not going to waver off those standards. And I think when you do that, you're able to give the guys a sense of clear direction that we need to have.
Talking to David Noble, the coach of North Melbourne. A couple of weeks ago against Adelaide, you led at three-quarter time, fell away badly in the last quarter. When you did the post-game analysis of that particular performance, how much did you concentrate on the negatives of the final quarter as opposed to what got you into that position for three quarters of that game?
There's probably a balance, Tim. I think it's fair to say that it's probably a 60-40, 70-30, you know, breakdown of the elements that we did well. I think, to be fair, I think with 7 minutes to go, we're only 16 points out of it, in, you know, behind. So we got a couple of centre bounces poorly wrong, of which we've then taken that away, and we thought we readdressed that this week, and we thought our centre bounce work was a lot better, it, just in the consistency of it. So, yeah, what I think you can, we're starting to slowly see is the evolution of what our game style looks like. Our defence has become, you know, a lot tighter and better in the last couple of weeks. Our offence, you know, we've been probably the number one for going through the corridor, albeit, you know, too often, but we want to be attacking and we want to, you know, create an opportunity to score goals. So those elements have been really pleasing, you know, from each of the learnings each week that we play.
In terms, and I know coaches don't like to individualise, but in terms of the individuals that are pleasing you, the bright lights, we're talking to a lot of North Melbourne fans out there this morning. What is it that you're excited about now that you're seeing develop?
I think our young guys have got great speed. If you look at our front half of our ground, Powell, Stevenson, Thomas, Marnie, Taylor, Phillips, Lazaro, you know, these guys that are predominantly playing, you know, in the front half. I mean, Joy Simpkin, you know, is another one that you can throw in there. I think once we've got the ball in the front half of our ground, I think our fans can clearly see that we've got some real toe when we get the ball in the right slot. So that's been extremely pleasing as to what we've done. I think the other thing we've tried to do too, Tim, is, you know, last week we had Phillips and Powell play a half on Rory Laird. You know, those opportunities that we're trying to seek to give our guys some experience with some of those roles. I mean, we changed it at halftime, but crikey, those two guys played exceptionally well in the second half for young kids that had taken on a role and then stepped back into the game. Lazaro's, you know, played on a wing. Jack Marnie, we put on Seedsman, you know, in the second half of the Adelaide game. I mean, they're the things that really excite us internally, and hopefully our fans are getting a sense of, you know, what that's starting to look like.
And I want to shout out to Ben McKay too, who's playing fullback in a team that's, you know, had some goals kicked against them. I've just loved, you know, I've sort of bemoaned a bit the dying art of defending and having to identify space and dangerous space. And I just reckon his last 2 weeks against Taylor Walker and Tommy Hawkins have been really good.
There's no one more proud in our coaching group, Gaz, than John Blakey. As a, you know, as a premiership, you know, defender, who's been working really closely. And look, and the other one I'd like to shout out to, I mean, R2, you know, we traded for him on, you know, pre-season through as a small forward, and he's gone back and played as a small defender on the weekend. I think Gavin Brown's done an unbelievable job with him internally to teach him some of that craft. So they're the great little stories internally that we get really excited about.
I'll just read this one out as we say goodbye. I'm a Kangas member and I'm really enjoying watching the process of this rebuild and journey. The light at the end of the tunnel is bright and it's getting brighter. That's from Simon. So there's one for you, Dave, as we head off into the day.
Great. Terrific. Thanks, boys. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your time.
Dave Noble, the coach of the North Melbourne Footy Club, taking over at a difficult time, but you've got to stay the course. I think North Melbourne fans can see what they're trying to get to, and there's going to be some pain along the way. We're here for Country Racing Victoria. It's back racing strong. You can visit country.racing.com. And Kennard's Hire.
Ken Oath.
Which is making trade easy with a two-hour delivery promise.
You got to just narrow the gaps between your best and your worst, and you got to find that balance. And they're a work in progress, and you've got to be patient, and that's something that's in short supply in football world, but you do. You've got to look at what you've got. You've got to look at those kids. You've got to sort of project it forward and say, okay, two more pre-seasons, the experience, the maturity, the game understanding, the awareness, the craft, whatever it might be. What are they going to look like in that time?
Do you know who's seventh on the ladder right now? I think they're seventh.
No.
It's a team called Adelaide.
Adelaide's still up there, aren't they?
Adelaide Crows didn't win a game for the first 13 rounds. They were North Melbourne last year. New coach. Couldn't win, stuck the course, got games into kids, coached them the right way, and five rounds into the second season, now I don't think they'll stay there personally, but if they do, that'll be one of the great stories. But that is what North Melbourne have got, that's the template.
That's right, they've got to build something.